This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. In our coverage of the global coronavirus pandemic, Brazil broke its coronavirus death record for the second straight day, with over 1,900 fatalities in 24 hours after more than 1,600 people died. It's a situation its Public Health Institute described as alarming. The World Health Organization warns that the number of new cases is rising in Europe after 6 weeks of decline. The European Union's drug watchdog starts a rolling review of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. It's a key step towards approval for use across the 27-nation bloc. Russia says it is ready to provide 50 million doses to Europe by June if its jab is approved. Modified vaccines designed to protect against emerging variants will get fast-tracked under approval under a pact between medicine regulators in Britain and four other countries. The pandemic is impacting childhood cancer care worldwide, with 79% of hospitals in nearly 80 countries reporting a reduction in surgery and more than half noting shortages in blood products and chemotherapy treatment. Japanese media says overseas spectators will not be welcome at the Tokyo Olympics after organizers said that public safety would be top priority at the virus-delayed games. German Chancellor Angela Merkel caves to pressure from regional leaders, saying that from Monday, socializing between households will be allowed and book and flower shops as well as garden centers will all be allowed to reopen. And the Pakistan Super League is suspended after 7 cases of coronavirus came to light. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Washington, the U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increasing manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol on Thursday. The threats prompted the U.S. House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. The Capitol building has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since a January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. That mob breached the building as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Donald Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump would return to power on March 4th. The date was Inauguration Day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January 20th back in 1933. Protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city, on Thursday to reject last month's military coup. The protest came a day after an estimated 38 people were killed in what a United Nations official called Myanmar's bloodiest day since the army takeover at the beginning of February. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets of cities across Myanmar since the military seized power and ousted the elected government of leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy, or NLD, party. The military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election, which the NLD won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. A Department of China's largest bank issued guidelines to its staff on how to interact with co-workers of the opposite gender. It's a rare move for a firm in China where sexual harassment was not recognized as a legal offense until 1 year ago. The memo sent out by a unit of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China suggested avoiding physical contact or one-on-one interactions with colleagues of the opposite gender in enclosed spaces and refraining from sending flirtatious emojis in online communications. The topic of sexual harassment and assault was for years rarely broached in public in China until a hashtag MeToo movement took off in the country in 2018. Although the movement faced censorship and a public pushback, China's parliament enacted legislation in June that held schools, businesses, and other organizations responsible for preventing and dealing with sexual harassment for the first time. For more on these, please visit our website. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.